On the day of my 21st birthday, on the cusp of my adult life, I stood in the cool stone cell of Nelson Mandela on Robben Island, where he famously remarked that he had enjoyed a 27-year holiday. The cell, now thankfully a museum and no longer the site of anyone's captivity, was both remarkably small and remarkably bare, with just a mat to sleep on, a neatly folded blanket, a table with a steel bowl and plate, and a dustbin. I was no different to any other tourist, fumbling with my cheap camera and trying in vain to capture the feel of the place before returning to my hotel. When he was finally released, Mandela produced dozens of paintings that expressed the memory of his time there, on his own terms. He wrote, "It is true that Robben Island was once a place of darkness, but out of that darkness has come a wonderful brightness, a light so powerful that it could not be hidden behind prison walls, held back by prison bars or hemmed in by the surrounding sea. I have attempted to colour the island sketches in ways that reflect the positive light in which I view it." These are the words of a man who understood freedom precisely because it had been denied him. This week we have joined with all who mark Prisons Week by asking, what does freedom mean to you? We have explored this in dialogue with Nina Simone's classic song, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Nelson Mandela gives us an insight into what this finally means. Freedom can never be separated from justice. Freedom cannot be experienced apart from community. And true freedom cannot be found without redemption.